morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. A happy holiday season to you and your family. As we wrap up the holiday season and head into the new year, many farmers are making plans for the 2019 crop year. A resource that may be an asset as farmers plan for the future is the recently released ISU Land Value Survey, released in mid-December. The land survey shows a small decrease in land values from last year's survey, a slightly less than 1% decrease from the 2017 to the 2018 survey. After a small bump up in 2017, the survey shows commodity prices, interest rates, and trade disruptions driving the value of Iowa farmland down for the fourth time in 5 years. The average statewide value of an acre of farmland is now estimated to be $7,264, which represents a 0.8% decrease, or about $62 per acre, from the 2017 survey. The survey is conducted each November by the Center for Ag and Rural Development at ISU and Iowa State University Extension. Wendong Zhang is the assistant professor and extension economist at ISU that leads the annual survey. The $7,264 per acre estimate represents a statewide average of low, medium, and high quality farmland values. The survey does also report values for each land quality type, crop reporting district, and all 99 counties individually. For a little bit of history, farmland values hit a historic peak of $8,716 per acre in 2013. However, they immediately declined for 3 years in a row by 8.9%, 3.9%, and 5.9% in the following 3 years. Farmland owners did see a small uptick in last year's survey when the statewide average went up about 2%, but as I mentioned, the 2018 survey marks the fourth time in 5 years that the statewide average of farmland values has declined. Overall, the average for an acre of farmland has fallen 17% since the high and the 2013 survey. Commodity prices are one of the biggest factors driving down farmland values this year, according to the survey coordinator Zhang. Lower commodity prices, in part due to recent trade disruptions, were cited as the most significant negative factor driving down land values, said Zhang. He also noted that despite the downturn, farmers don't need to worry about a sudden collapse of the U.S. ag sector, similar to the 1980s farm crisis, and notes that limited land supply and strong demand by farmers still seems to be holding up the land market. For 5 consecutive years, survey respondents have reported fewer sales than the year before, and the ag economy is still overall robust, with 82% of the land in Iowa being fully paid for. Of the land values reported by county, 70 of Iowa's 99 counties reported lower land values year over year, with 29 reporting higher land values. Here in Cass County, we had a very small drop of $24 per acre on average, from $6,737 last year to $6,713 for the 2018 reporting year, which is less than a half a percentage point decline year over year. Crop reporting districts also give an average, and in the Southwest Iowa average was basically a zero change, reporting a $3 change year over year for a 0% average change, with the 2018 report showing Southwest Iowa land averaging $6,060 per acre. Other notes on the survey: the most common positive factors influencing land prices noted by survey respondents were limited land supply, strong yields, and low interest rates. And the most commonly cited negative influences were lower commodity prices, higher long-term interest rates, and recent tariffs on soybeans, pork, and other ag products. A quick note, the ISU Land Value Survey is based on reports by ag professionals knowledgeable of land market conditions, such as appraisers, farm managers, and ag lenders, as well as data from actual land sales, and is intended to provide information on general land value trends geographical land price relationships, and factors influencing the Iowa land market overall. The information from the 2018 Land Value Survey can be found on the Center for Ag and Rural Development website. It can also be found on the ISU Extension store, and there is a link to that from the Cass County Extension website as well. If you get to the website for the 2018 Land Value Survey, you can also use several visualization tools such as charts and interactive county maps to examine land value trends over time at the county, district, and state level. Another quick reminder as we head into 2019, if you are interested in land value trends, the coordinator of this survey, Wingdong Zhang, will be one of the presenters at the 2019 Crop Advantage Series. That is again scheduled to be held here in Cass County at the Cass County Community Center on Thursday, January 24th, 2019. The topic overall for the 2019 Crop Advantage meeting is making smart decisions for 2019. And in addition to the session that Wendong Zhang is presenting, titled Impacts of Interest Rate Hikes and Trade Disputes on Land Values, a variety of other topics will be covered throughout this day-long event, including a market outlook for 2019 and strategies for dealing with stress, nitrogen management in variable environments, 2019 herbicide update and a weather outlook for 2019, a 2018 growing season review, an overview of an emerging pest in Iowa in the soybean gall midge, implementing bee-friendly practices on the farm, cover crops and no-till ahead of soybeans, low risk with large rewards, as well as the Iowa Private Pesticide Applicator continuing instruction course for those who need that training as well. Again, the 2019 Crop Advantage meeting will be held here in Atlantic Thursday, January 24th. Registration opens at 8:30 and the program runs from 9 to 4. Early registration prior to January 17th is $50 and late or on-site registration is $60 for the day. That fee does include private pesticide applicator recertification and CCA credits, as well as lunch and all session materials. Private pesticide applicators must attend the entire program to receive their certification. Registration is now open for that program online. You can visit cropadvantage.org for a full schedule and to get registered for the 2019 Crop Advantage meeting. For more information on upcoming events here in Cass County, as well as a variety of resources available to you from ISU Extension, you can always give us a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at the Cass County Extension website or follow our Facebook page or stop by 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, Happy New Year. I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.